head to the swamp and pucker up, because this week's discovery follows a couple of kids as they try to rewrite a classic tale. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. There's nothing like a good fairy tale filled with romance, adventure, and fantasy. Admittedly, though, they can sometimes be too fluffy. But the audio version of Once Upon a Frog, the eighth book in author Sarah Mlynowski's Whatever After series, offers another fun twist on a familiar fairy tale. The story finds 10-year-old Abby and her little brother Jonah traveling back through the magic mirror in their basement and into fairy tale land in an attempt to talk to the mirror's fairy, Mary Rose. But their plan to talk to Mary Rose gets put on hold when they meet a prince who's been turned into a frog. They attempt to find a princess who will help, but after an encounter with mean Princess Coco, Abby becomes determined to find a different way to return the prince to normal. Now, once again, Abby and Jonah discover that the fairy tale they once thought they knew didn't really tell the whole story. And as the siblings set out to give everyone the ending they deserve, they run into all kinds of surprises. Adding more twists to the story is the fact that there are so many different versions of this tale, and Abby isn't entirely sure which method will turn the frog back into a prince. So in the middle of this twisted fairy tale, listeners also learn more about the original stories, and not just the Disney version. Meanwhile, each book in this fun-filled series offers some kind of a moral. Here, Abby learns not to judge other people too quickly. For grown-up listeners, this part of the story might be pretty easy to predict, because Abby is so set in her judgment of the other characters she meets. She's so judgmental, in fact, that her attitude can sometimes be rather frustrating, but it plays into what turns out to be a valuable lesson for young listeners. But is it worth journeying through the mirror to meet the frog prince? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. Even after 8 installments, the Whatever After series is still full of surprises. Whether your little princess needs a good bedtime read or an entertaining listen for your next road trip, Once Upon a Frog is another good choice. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Once Upon a Frog by Sarah Mlynowski is 3 hours and 21 delightfully distorted minutes long and is available from Scholastic Audio. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.